Philip Semper, PA, Executive Dean, Surgeon, Cure. Today's date is 12/15/2023. Dictation is from Miss Karen Dodds. Dodds spells D-O-D-D-S. Karen spells K-A-R-E-N. Date of birth is 12/17/1957. This is a 65-year-old female, here with cough, runny nose, nasal congestion, period. The patient said this has been going on for a while, but it's worse in the last 3 days. She described some discomfort in her maxillary and frontal sinuses, pressure-like. In the next paragraph, review of system, patient says cough is productive of yellow sputum. Says she has a history of bronchitis and symptoms of similar, period. Open parenthesis, she said, Zitromax works. Correction, amoxicillin works well for her, period. Next paragraph, close parenthesis, next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 99% of room air. Blood pressure 128 over 84. Pulse 97. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested. Green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph. Negative triggered. Next paragraph, ear, negative trigger tug, good light reflex, no effusion, TM is without erythema, period. Next paragraph, face, tender maxillary and frontal sinuses on the left. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no mandibular signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no advantageous sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft, no tendon organ, amygdala, no rebound, no guarding, no distension, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. There is inspiratory and expiratory wheezes, heard diffusely, period. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Patient's calf is non-tender, non-edematous. Negative hormone sign, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2 tenders. Normal motor and sensory functions in normal. Mood and affect in normal, period. Next paragraph.
Okay, I'll be right here.
Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute bronchitis, number 2 is acute rhinitis, number 3 is acute sinusitis, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. Correction, she was offered the following tests, chest x-ray. Medication offered, nebulizer, she declined, says she has, her husband has a nebulizer at home, she will take it when she gets home, she declined chest x-ray also, period. Next paragraph, she was sent home with the following medication, hydroxyzine 10/5 mL, she would take 10 mL BID for 14 days, period. Next medication, amoxicillin 400/5 mL, she would take 10 mL BID for 10 days, period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, she was advised to increase fluids to avoid sugary beverages, to come back to the clinic if forced to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. Giving up and she asked questions, says she has none, end of dictation.